Good morning. We've made it to the middle of the week. It's a Wednesday morning, and that means the end of the week is coming fast, then the weekend, then the on-air fun drive, and we have a chance now to do something special in the lockbox at WAMC.org.
David, we're moving forward. I'm a little bit concerned. I don't want to not tell the truth. We should be able to do this if everybody concentrates on it now. We're up to $350,000 in the lockbox. We need $500,000 to go forward. A wonderful friend, Emily Fisher, has put up $5,000 of her own dollars if we can do this. And then yesterday, we heard from a wonderful friend of this station from Chatham, New York, who says, I will put $10,000 up.
Wow.
So now there's $15,000, but $10,000, you imagine somebody digging into her pocket and saying, here's $10,000, you can make it. Why am I doing this? I'm doing it in order to give everybody the incentive to make sure that this happens. If I can do 10, you can do 5, or you can do 100, or you could do 1,000. But ladies and gentlemen, during the regular fund drive, we usually make about $100,000 a day at least. So this should be doable if everybody just says, hey, I want to do something to help. I want to shorten the fund drive. We've been setting all kinds of records. Look, David, I can't even begin to tell you how horrible things are out there. You look at the California fires, you look at the hurricane, you look at the warming ocean, and you see that this nation needs every bit of information it can. It needs the diversity. And I say this, David, diversity that WAMC brings and no one else brings into public debate. That's what this is all about. Come on, everybody. This is Alan, and I'm saying we can make this.
You love your radio station. It's real easy. WAMC. .org. You have up until Monday morning at 6 a.m.
And by the way, there are just a few, almost none of the
flying away
of the Capitol steps left. So if you want them, the last few are here. And then the Harry Belafonte, it's $150 for a pair of either of them. In the Capitol steps, you get a CD at the end, but it's all about the radio station.
Let's talk about that information that's coming in. Some may see this as small potatoes, but it's been one story after another, and then hearing from Senator Bob Corker about what he sees as the inside workings of the White House. President Donald Trump yesterday went on to suggest he's smarter than the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, saying that if Tillerson did call him a moron, the two should compare IQ tests.
Well, you know, this whole business about whether IQ is really intelligence, I mean, it's an intelligent quotient. I mean, you can do a test, but some of the brightest people I know would not score high on an IQ test. So that's a bunch of baloney. And I must say, based on the mouthings of this man, of Donald Trump, I don't think he's a smart man. Here you have Corker saying he's leading us into World War III. And let me tell you something. There have been times in history where people could have spoken up and they didn't. And the results were catastrophic. So here's Corker saying quite correctly, this guy, the moves he's making are bringing us closer to World War III. And who is Corker? A liberal Democrat? No, he is a conservative Republican. This man needs to be listened to.
And in the background, continuing the Russian investigation. I see a headline in the Times today, Russian hackers sought U.S. secrets. Israel caught them.
Yeah, well, look, now it's getting to the point where we really can't doubt what happened. The real question for so many of us is the question of collusion. Did the Trump campaign collude with the Russians in order to win this election? There is some preliminary evidence. There's a famous dossier, and there are some of these meetings in which we know that Donald Trump Jr. and others have gotten together with the Russians, which would lead one to believe that this is possible. But I am sure that that's what Robert Mueller is investigating right now as this investigation goes forward. And you know, David, it's like a great big train. You can't stop it. If Mueller was going to be fired, I think he would have had to be fired earlier. I think at this stage, if this president tried to fire Mueller to stop this investigation, I think you would have an impeachment.
Well, speaking of trains, we've got to keep the WAMC train rolling. WAMC.org is how to do it.
Yeah, and you can go to the website and you can find out how to get these wonderful WAMC socks. Just go to WAMC.org, drop down menu, and look for the socks.
Show your WAMC pride. They're gorgeous. Check them out. And you can call at 1-800-323-9262. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.